Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jijunyo Mehta with the evening news. First day headlines. Nagaland accords state funeral to senior legislator and sitting MLA Imkong L. Imchen. Nagaland police enhancing forensic capabilities. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman to begin three-day visit to Nagaland from tomorrow. And northeast states to experience temperature drop over next few days. And now the news in detail. The Nagaland government today accorded a state funeral to the senior legislator and sitting MLA Imkong L. Imchen at his official residence in Kohima. A guard of honor and a 12-gun salute were presented as a mark of respect to the veteran leader. In a solemn service, Chief Minister Nephew Ryo, Deputy Chief Ministers T.R. Ziliang and Y. Patton, former Chief Minister and former Governor Dr. S.C. Jamir, along with legislators, bureaucrats, tribal leaders, civil society organizations and well-wishers, paid their final respects. In his tribute, Chief Minister Ryo described Mr. Imchen as a dedicated leader whose devotion and contributions to public service will be remembered by generations to come. Speaker Sharin Gain Long Kumar, Chief Secretary Sentiyanger Imchen, BJP leader and Minister Temjen Imna Along, heads of department from the IPR and Soil Conservation, and representatives of the Naga Students Federation, Kohima Ao Talongjem and Mangmetong Senso Talongjem Kohima also delivered tributes. Family members of the departed leader shared emotional eulogies during the service. Following the state funeral, the mortal remains of Mr. Imchen were taken to his native village, Mangmetong in Mogokchung district, where the burial will take place tomorrow. Advisor Imchen passed away yesterday at a private hospital in Guwahati due to health complications. Nagaland is ramping up its forensic capabilities to meet growing demands for crime scene investigations. At a press briefing yesterday, Director General of Police Rupin Sharma said proposals will be sent to the state government to improve district-level response and ensure quicker deployment of forensic teams to crime scenes. He emphasized that the currently forensic lab in Dimapur is decently placed to handle the state's existing workload.
I think the solution is not setting up of new fresh labs, but by providing mobility and decentralizing some of the manpower and resources so that the visits can take place faster.
Meanwhile, additional DGP Law and Order Sandeep Tamgadge informed that the state government has approved procurement of mobile forensic vans for all districts.
State government has already approved procurement of mobile forensic vans, which would be placed in all districts of the state. And so government is in the process of creating more posts also for the scientific officers as well as scientific assistants. I'm quite sure these developments, once these are fully implemented, the requirement of the forensic would be taken care of in the state.
The measures are expected to address the demands arising from the country's new criminal laws that mandate forensic visits to crime scenes for serious offences. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will embark on a three-day visit to Nagaland from tomorrow. During her visit, she will inaugurate several projects and initiatives across the aspirational district of Kipire, as well as Kohima and Chumukedema. In Kipire, the Union Minister will hand over CSR initiatives of the State Bank of India and the Small Industries Development Bank of India. She will inaugurate the Government Industrial Training Institute and other projects in Kipire. In Kohima, Ms. Sitharaman will launch SMART, Students Advancing Mindsets in AI, Robotics Technology and Digital Hardware at NELIT. Later, she will inaugurate the AI Center of Excellence for Skilling at the Nagaland Tool Room and Training Center in Dimapur. During her visit, the Finance Minister is also expected to meet and interact with tribal leaders, beneficiaries and students. Today is Public Service Broadcasting Day. This day is observed on the 12th of November every year to mark the historic address of the father of the nation and freedom fighter Mahatma Gandhi through the radio. On this day in 1947, Mahatma Gandhi paid his first and only visit to the broadcasting house in New Delhi and addressed the grief-stricken Indians staying in Kurukshetra and displaced from Pakistan through a special broadcast on the Deepavali festival. In 2000, the government declared 12th of November as Public Service Broadcasting Day. Since then, Akashvani has been celebrating the occasion every year with special programs and events. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app in YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Advisor for School Education, Dr. Kekrethule Hyome, urged for the renewal of government schools to ease the financial strain families faced by shifting to private schools. Addressing the 50th anniversary celebration of Government High School Chetheba yesterday, Dr. Hyome emphasized for the need for ensure equitable and affordable education. The advisor highlighted merit in upgrading the school to a higher secondary, citing the growing population in the town and saturation of higher secondary institutions in Kohima. Urging government teachers to be more dedicated, he encouraged the community to support local schools by reporting absenteeism and teacher shortages, assuring appropriate government actions. Also addressing the event, advisor for CAWD and Texas, Kadecho Kamo, advised students to pursue diverse opportunities to meet the challenges of today's job market. Chairman of Nagaland Handloom and Handicrafts Development Corporation Limited, Prashilia Piena, today emphasized the need to preserve traditional crafts and foster self-reliance among artisans and weavers. Speaking at the inauguration of the Handloom exhibition at Urban Heart Dimapur, he encouraged artisans to pursue creativity and innovation while urging the public to promote local products.
Handloom is not merely a means of livelihood. It is an identity, a legacy passed down through generations, and a living testimony of our cultural diversity. Through hard work and originality, you can truly become self-reliant. In line with the national theme of Atmanirbhar Bharat, let us come together to support our artisans buying and promoting locally made products, thereby strengthening our rural economy and preserving our heritage.
The exhibition will run until November 24 and features 60 participants from Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and various districts of Nagaland, showcasing a wide range of handloom, khadi and handicrafts items. The country is celebrating the 150th anniversary of its national song Vande Mataram, a song that has inspired generations of Indians to unite, rise and celebrate the spirit of the nation. Today, our correspondent brings a report on the timeless melody of Vande Mataram resonating through the soulful strains of Rag Desh.
The majestic melody of Vande Mataram has been woven into the nostalgic Rag Desh, echoing the depths of patriotism and devotion. The most popular and recognized version of Vande Mataram is based on Rag Desh. This rag is known for its patriotic and devotional character and is often used for compositions that evoke love for the motherland. Rag Desh is an Odava Sampurna Raga, which uses 5 notes in ascent and all 7 notes in descent. Its structure lends itself to expressing both Veer Rasa and Shringar Rasa, making it suitable for a patriotic anthem. The mellifluous rag flows like a river through the emotions of India, which reflects tranquil yet powerful feelings among the people. Legendary classical singer Pandit Bhimsen Joshi sang the soulful song in Rag Desh, leaving an indelible mark on the hearts of all Indians. Karhar Akashvani News, Kohima.
And the India Meteorological Department has forecast a drop in minimum temperatures by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius across the northeastern states for the next 4 to 5 days. However, no significant changes are expected in the following 2 days. The department also said shallow to moderate fog conditions are likely to prevail over the region during the next 5 days. And to wrap up the news, here are the headlines once again. Nagaland accords state funeral to senior legislator and sitting MLA Imkong L. Imchen. Nagaland police enhancing forensic capabilities. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman to begin 3-day visit to Nagaland from tomorrow. And northeast states to experience temperature drop over next few days. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.